It's the season premiere of Laverne and Shirley.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a weekend, huh?
Yeah, sure has.
Really, really nice to see everybody on Monday. I'm fiddling with some stuff like I always do.
That windscreen's a close match to your shirt.
It is.
It is.
Right out of the gate, I always like to, before we get to a very special birthday, I always like to either send a video in or have just a little something to start the week. A little smile, a little chuckle. Information, and I've got all this show today.
Chock-a-block.
I dropped my kid off at school at the bus, which is always great.
Yeah,
and
say the bus.
Sorry, Little Lord Fauntleroy. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, you got to take the bus.
Well, Mike, when you ride the bus, you tarnish your buckles on your shoes.
Yeah, I mean, the chauffeur not available today. Got to tape this show, so yeah. As I'm driving back, I'm saying to myself, wow, this is one of those shows that is going to have a taste of everything. It's going to have all the layers, all the multi-layers of me, and including what there are haters that love it. There is some great Mike O'Mara hypocrisy here that you're going to love, love, love if you hate me.
I can't wait to hear your state about on Sunday.
It's going to be fun. Now, listen, before we start, though, I give you yesterday, after the baseball tournament ended, we'd like to say a shout out to Mr. Sebastian Pena, a good friend of Michael's who came to the house. They asked the day before at the tournament, could Seb come over after baseball? And yes, he did come over, and I had to do a mad dash because they wanted a couple of baseball cards, you know. How do I say no? It's as American as apple pie.
You mean like old Topps baseball cards?
Baseball cards. Wanted to get some baseball cards together. And I said, yeah, I'll drop you by the Mart of Wall. And we got to pick up a few things. And when I was in the Mart of Wall, I said, well, I've got. And then they bumped into their buddy Gio as we're driving out. Gio's riding by. It's like, Gio! And we hang a U-turn.
Did you buy baseball cards?
Nah, that would be Italian. It might be a little south of that.
Gio sounded like an operatic name. That's
the
all.
Thing is, so I had three Crump Crunchers in the house, and I said, well, I got to feed them. So I'm at the Mart of Wall, and I don't skew to the grocery store side very often.
At any time did the three kids say, man, we want a fruit slushie?
No. No, not once. That's last week's problem.
I know. I saw
but
it.
Boy, I got a better one today. So
I was at Costco like everyone else in the world on Friday.
Hold on to your hats. I got a better one today. So
I saw your slushie. I thought so fondly of you.
I've got visual evidence in my right hand and I'm tired of holding it, but I hold in my hand.
Yes. Did you buy an entire Costco pizza?
Well, no, not Costco.
This is a Walmart pizza.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Costco puts more cheese on their pizza.
Yeah.
And this one was,
can we get a profile of it?
you know what it reminds me of? Every now and then, if I'm in the mood and I don't want to wait for one of the pizza companies, 7-Eleven pizza will pass occasionally.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, and that's what that reminds
me
of.
Exactly what it is. It
pizza
is like that.
At its very worst is still okay. You know, I mean,
even
when
cold
it's
cold the
great,
day after?
Yeah.
Sometimes better for bad pizza is sometimes better 3 days later.
Yeah. No.
There, let me just say, there ain't nothing good about that pizza.
Wow. I mean, when it was fresh.
I'm tasting it. When it was fresh either. It doesn't matter. It sits out there, and it's in that loosely wrapped box, you know, that kind of like is flimsy.
Right. With the warmer.
Have. Yeah. And it's just not.
Do you ever wonder at a place like that?
This was stacked up in the refrigerated section.
Oh,
it's a take and bake.
Mm-hmm. It's a take and bake.
Because I always wonder when you order a whole pizza at like Costco if they ever piece it together from several half pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very, very consistent.
They do not. I watch the Costco pizzas all the time.
Oh, you do? Mm. Okay, well, I'm more
fascinated by the slicer at the Costco.
How they slice the pizza.
They have a big template they put down, and then they trace it so every slice is the same size.
And don't they use a big rounded knife instead of a pizza cutter?
Yes, they use the little, like, where they go back and forth.
Yeah, like a guillotine, yeah. But I'm more hot dog oriented than pizza oriented.
Me too. I just sit by and I just go on this subject of store-bought pizza, and you guys go out of your minds. That's incredible.
That's true. The closest shopping center to me has 7 pizza restaurants inside of it.
You know,
that's funny.
where Carla has her new store. I love it. I almost drove the 15 minutes there just to get, you know, and it would have been worth it. It would have been worth it.
Better pizza. Yeah.
Where do you normally get your pizza from?
The place next now.
Okay.
Now, absolutely 100% the pizza place next door to my wife. Tony's, which there are a million of them in the world.
I've heard of it.
But without further ado, let's say a happy birthday to the much maligned, much hated in many quarters, Josh Soroka.
When was his birthday? A birthday doesn't normally get by me.
Are you playing with me here? Because he's already told you about the exchange we had.
No, not a word.
I did not tell him.
Oh, great. Then we can have the exchange. Carla comes out to me yesterday and says, hey, you know, it's Josh's birthday today. I said, well, let me get right on the text. And I gave him a text, and I've got the thread right here that Rob Spiewak will enjoy.
Not even a thought of a phone call, though, for a birthday?
It's the rare occasional private text.
Wow. Did you think you were fired when it wrapped up?
if it was 8 hours later, maybe.
Because a lot of times,
Josh is alluding to something that happened later in the day. Okay, so here it is. Yesterday, 10:53 a.m.
Early in the morning.
Happy birthday. He says, thank you. You're a day early and my first of the year, with a little smiley face. And then he knows me. It's only been, less than two years.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
He said, you beat Rob. And I said, that makes my day. And now, are you telling me that it's actually today and that Rob still hasn't acknowledged your birthday? The man who acknowledges everybody's birthday?
I think Rob might just be learning now.
Yeah, I am. I had no idea.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. But then, Mike, it's always been a game of catch-up with you and birthdays.
Well, you know, Mike.
Yeah, right, Ron.
Mike, you know, you and I are friends.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah,
ow.
Friends greet each other on their birthday and sometimes a day early.
Ow. Is your birthday on the Facebook notifications, Josh?
No, if the robot doesn't tell him, his phony... Birthday greetings.
Boy, Mike,
it must be nice to have a victory and then kick me.
Does that feel good?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yes.
Another person sent me a birthday message yesterday, too, on Facebook Messenger, and it made me go in and check my Facebook.
Was it Barbara Bannon Mooney? Moody?
No, I think she probably has me blocked.
Friend of the show, Barbara Moody?
Oh, but no more.
It made me go on and check to see if my birthday was wrong on Facebook.
Oh, because you got two ones.
By the way, how do you know?
That he knows that it's not anymore. How do you know?
Oh, because
that?
I saw a follow-up thread that I didn't understand until Josh told me about what preceded it.
Hold that thought because I want to hear about all the
follow-ups. So is it listed as today on Facebook?
Yes, today is my birthday.
Eventually I would have gotten to it.
46?
I am 46 years old.
God, happy so friend.
And I
little.
Got the year right. I got the year right, too.
You did. You got everything right.
1946.
Good job, friend.
Congratulations, friend.
Well, Josh, I hope this is a stepping stone for us leaving the acquaintance zone and becoming friends.
Would you like to start with my hypocrisy, or would you like to start with left-wing hate and the misguided anger of liberals?
I thought that was the same topic.
We're not going to sing to Josh?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we have to.
We should, on the
count of three. A one-a, a two-a, a three-a. Birthday to you. Thank you. That was one of our better performances. I'll start with...
Look for it on Spotify.
It has been a minute since I have really gotten into some exchanges with listeners. And, you know, I was
impressed you were able to log into the Mike O'Mara Show page.
Yeah, and that and Carla got back on today. That's why the last thread I put up was Facebook is dot, 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 dot. That's when you know I'm really pissed off at something. But I was pissed off before.
I did think it was a little out of place. I'll just say that seeing it from the backside of this, looking in, it was strange. But now I'm going to get the background, so I'm happy about it.
This is multi-layered, and I have to make sure that I make myself indelibly clear on this particular topic. I would like to say that we popped up, Carla puts it up, on the Mike O'Mara Show page, occasionally fun little threads that kind of say, hey, what do you like about the show? Where did you listen to the show? And where do you like? And there was one yesterday. What's the one thing you really like about the show or something like that? It was a thread like that, I believe.
But it was something very positive, right?
It was designed to elicit positive responses.
Yeah, it was like, why do you listen or something?
Why do you listen and what's the reason you listen? And then
lots of positive comments on it.
Lots of positive comments. And then someone alluded to the fact that they can't listen, and it was cryptic and difficult to decipher. I've received tremendous hate from the right throughout my career. Mm-hmm. And I've also since, in recent times, probably gotten the left-wing people that can't handle it because of our friend the birthday boy here, because I kind of have discussions with Josh, and you know,
but it goes way back. I remember when you had the restraining order against Richard Nixon because he kept bothering you.
And it's so nice to be you, and it's so nice to be you, isn't it?
And
it really,
Mike,
is
for your own comfort. I keep some of the hate away from you when it comes in email form.
Yeah, I just keep it. And I probably keep some away from you, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's not helpful.
But the bottom line is there are plenty of people that don't like my politics and plenty of people that don't like Josh's politics. And so when we have a discussion, they immediately label me with both sidesness. And I want to make it real clear that on many of these issues with me, recently, and I'm talking specifically about this situation in Minnesota with the murders of two people, there is no both-sidedness in my world. I have discussions with Josh who may disagree with me about a variety of subjects, but I don't even know his position on this because we really didn't discuss the shooting in Minneapolis, because it, correct me if I'm wrong, it happened Saturday morning.
Precisely.
Yeah, we haven't had a show.
Yeah.
So first of all, the people that are bitching, some of them are saying, I wish they'd mentioned it. We didn't tape. We weren't in the studio, moron. We weren't even in the studio to comment on it. I have watched the video. It's insane. The whole situation is insane. It sucks. We will look back on this as one of the most embarrassing, horrific times in United States history. That is my opinion. I told Josh, and out of respect, he's honoring that we will wait to have any more discussions because this is not political to me. This is freedom. This is people being murdered. This is innocent people being murdered. Oh, he had a gun. He was innocent. He didn't do anything. He didn't shoot at anybody. Did he have a gun on him? Maybe. Don't know that for sure either. From the videotape, it's hard to tell. Looks like they might have reached in and grabbed a gun right before they shot him to death. Once in the head and then five times afterwards. These untrained bastards that are out there just wanting to be tough guys without any training. It's perfectly American. You get to play cowboy without anything to back it up, without any of the training to back it up. So there's the one-sidedness from me, from these sons of bitches that are rolling in with their masks. It's horse crap. It is. We will, mark my words, this will go down as one of the most horrific times in American history when we were murdering American citizens on the streets in the name of bigotry. Period. Stop. Full stop. All right. So with that said, that's the way I feel. Said I was going to keep it brief. I keep it brief. But boy, oh boy, when I did not see the video until the end of the weekend. Carla said she didn't want to look at it. I don't blame her. Gunfire into a person with feet out, extended, already dead. And bam, bam, bam. Let's shoot him again to feel like we shot a guy. Yeah, we shot a guy. If there is a repayment for the people that have orchestrated this, I hope so. Not from anybody in government. That ain't going to happen. Never. But from a higher power that orchestrated this situation where people are murdered. Un-effing believable. And the people that are afraid to even go to work or go to the 7-Eleven and go anywhere. Oh, you might get thrown out of the country. It's so unnecessary. So unnecessary, the loss of life. I said I would keep it brief. I'm not keeping it brief. That's the way I really feel. So flash forward to the commentary where we said, hey, you had it right, Josh, as far as what were we putting them up to say? Your favorite moment from the show or
why you listen?
One of those things. It's fishing. It's fishing. We do it to promote the show. Yeah. And a couple of listeners get on the thread and say, well, when they talk politics, I can't listen anymore. Because you know what? You assholes, you really want to direct your ire to me because I'm the guy that you're going to really get angry at during all of this, you know? Don't hop in a car and go, you know, drive to Minneapolis and get out in the streets with all the people that are really protesting. No, pick on me, your Democrat podcaster, because I happen to have a guy who I respect and admire and has helped the show and I like as a friend legitimately who has a different political point of view. By the way, I think the discussions are discussions that inform me. And I don't think there's anything wrong with comedian. Because by the way, if we want to affect change, ladies and gentlemen, we got a whole bunch of people out there that feel a certain way about politics and they disagree with me. And I sure as hell want people to come around as opposed to just we're gonna start locking them up now? Is that the way it's always gonna be? So you people that are closed-minded on this and said, no, this is moral. Well, get on your effing high horse and kiss my Irish bag because I got news for you. If we don't communicate our position clearly and reasonably, then I can't do what I'm doing right now and be taken for, seriously. This is the way I really feel about it. Two murders. And we can't be taken seriously. So what do? I engage in a dialogue. And my questions are why? Why do you feel like that? Why do you do this? And we go back and forth. But some people decide they're going to, you know, get on a thread that's supposed to promote my show and decide that that's their hill they're going to die on. You know, well, I've listened for 30. I don't give a flying F how many years you've listened to. I have been providing you with something you enjoy. All right. So when you're talking about because your little panties got caught up in a wad because you have a political viewpoint that doesn't allow anything other than your own panty wringing. Never used that term before. Panty wringing.
I like it.
Then, you know, fine. But this is how I feed my family, and you're so pissed off, and you're so indignant that you want to go and attack me before I've even gotten a chance to comment on something that happened. Some of those stupid effers that goes, you would have thought he would have mentioned the man, at least in past. Can't mention it when it hasn't happened yet, dipshit. That's the one that kills me. You know, where blah, 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 blah. By the way, that is why the poisonous nature of that Facebook that we use as a show vehicle that Carla uses. And by the way, we don't even talk about how many times that crap business is anti-business, anti-listener, anti-promote what we do, promote what my wife does, suspend, 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 suspend. They are a complete mirror of the complete douche that owns the company. Because that's all they think about. How can we screw the people who are our customers? Because we're so big, we can just do that and never get to talk to a human being. So, you know, I rarely dive into that swamp with the old people, the old angry people that are in there. But I did yesterday, because today I'm an old angry person. I really am. And for, you know, certain people that have lingered on the periphery and pop in when it's a chance to kick me, when someone else is kicking me, you're blocked. You and your husband, Chuck. Go have another cocktail. I mean, really, honest to God, I've had it with her. That's the one that really said that. That was just by overdue, well overdue.
I agree. I agree with that guy. I agree with him.
Mike, you're a cunning mimic.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
You're picking on me because you're angry about that, you know?
And also, you know, even beyond that, I find it annoying, and this is not new. This goes back using our platform, the show's platform.
Yeah.
To grab on and try to choose your agenda.
Yeah.
Essentially in our playground, because you don't have the ability to address a lot of people on your own.
Why not? And then I get another guy that says, well, he bought a subscription for another listener. It's like, well, why doesn't he message me then?
Exactly.
And have an open dialogue so we can have a back and forth. I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. I respond all the time. When you do it publicly, it's because you are pissed at the world and you're deciding to hurt somebody who, by the way, probably on most subjects would agree with you and your politics. Right down the line. I've never made a secret of it. I've gotten tons of crap. Gotten a lot more crap from the right than the left. But the left people that are so angry that no one, even a reasonable person, can't be accepted. It's the same as the other team, guys. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same. No room for anybody. You got to open the doors. Yeah. You have to bring everybody into the room. It's hard to describe how angry I get.
I get messages privately from people on my side that agree with me because they are scared to post publicly because of the attacks like that.
Do they mostly say happy birthday?
Listen, if you get a message personally, I think that's great. If I get a message personally,
it's great.
I am more responsible. But when you just immediately say, I'm not going to subscribe, when you know, you prick, when you know that that's going to hurt us.
Yeah.
The people who have provided this entertainment, because we're small and we rely on those. And you know that. And you, with your I own being a hypocrite, but I want to call you out, people, on being a hypocrite.
Well, I think that's a good point. Mike, how big of a donation to fire me? let's let them put their money out there.
Josh now has another gig. A gig that could probably sustain him, might be doing this out of the goodness of his own heart. Don't know, don't care. I will say, we'll start the bidding at $200,000.
Well, I'm going to need some severance, so maybe raise that.
I'll give you some. I'll definitely get 200. All right, then I'll include the severance.
210,000.
200. No. $200,250.
And the $250 is Josh's clear, right? We'll cover taxes on that.
Amen.
You know, this has its same seed in something that has bothered me since the beginning of the podcast, which is the people, if they have a problem, sometimes a technical problem. We used to have more than we do now, thank you to Josh. But if something would glitch or something, they would go and they'd post it on Facebook for the world to see and maybe have us see, as opposed to directly contacting us, which they have the ability to do at any time. And it's because they are not really about the solution. They're about letting people know there's a problem with us. And that's not productive.
They're stupid.
Well, there's that too. There's that too. But look, it's all rooted in the fact that we understand you have feelings. And if you want to come to us one-to-one, we'd love to address it. But if you're out there broadcasting your seed, you're not doing any good, especially if you're doing it in our garden.
Yeah. And so, you know, and then the combination, the thing I think that pissed me off the very, very most about all this was people that indicated that I was ignoring the murder.
Yeah.
Of Mr. Preddy, that I was ignoring that.
When it was,
what had
in
been
fact,
24 hours.
Impossible for you to address it.
And you know what? The thing that really bugs me is that unlike real law enforcement, unlike the truly dedicated professionals, mm-hmm. many of whom can't stand these cowboys like most of America can't mm-hmm. stand these cowboys, you know, they would be held to account. They would be absolutely called on the carpet, go to jail, be a I have no idea in this clown college of Homeland Security and ICE whether these guys will ever be held accountable. And I think, you know, we'll wait and see, but don't count on it, folks. That's the real tragedy, and that's the real thing we should be very afraid
yep.
of, that they are getting away with this crap.
It's shameful.
And untrained, armed people that are out there shooting somebody because – I can see that videotape, and I'll tell you one thing: gun, no gun. Yeah, did he have a gun? I'm fine with that. If he did, fine. If that's true, they pulled it out of his waistband. But those guys wanted to shoot somebody.
Yeah,
that's what they wanted to do, and then have them come out the next day in another location and hand out donuts. F you and your families too.
Well, that was different people handing out donuts.
I know it was different people handing out donuts, but I mean, that's like...
No. See, I mean, different crew.
We just
crew.
Want to that show was... that we're trying to help. No, you're not trying to help.
No, Mike, that was the Minnesota National Guard handing out donuts.
I know, but I'm saying not the whole ice. Thing that was... in uniform, that's that the yeah. National yeah. Guard troops that are coming all, from all over the country, it doesn't help anybody to come out and hand out donuts mm. after somebody's been, you know, had 9 bullets put in them. It's just BS.
Mike, we have... lightheartedly for the last 20 years said, this is why the rest of the world hates America. Usually it's something to do with, you know, a donut or a snack food or something like that.
Right.
But this is a time when, seriously, we can say it. This is why we are hated, and it's shameful. And if you're okay with it, I really wish you'd look inside to yourself.
And
because it is literally shameful.
And if for those idiots, that would think that I would ignore the shooting of Jeffrey Preddy, an ICU nurse, Alex Jeffrey Preddy, the ICU nurse, an ICU nurse, Rob's lived with him,
yeah.
best nursing people next to the ER nurses that you can find.
I give you two doctors for every nurse you give me.
The ICU people are the gold standard mm-hmm. in hospitals.
They are.
And they blew them away because they wanted to be cowboys. And I don't give a rat's ass what their other feelings are about immigrants or any of that. I could care less about it. So there it is. That's the way I really feel about the situation. And, you know. Do I have a solution, and do I have a prediction for the future? I don't. Right now, I feel as though that maybe with a congressional election, the tide can turn, and we can put some checks and balances on this power that's being wielded by very, very questionable people. I don't know. Get out and vote. That's the that's the only way we have it.
That's what
seems like
do.
An easy fix would be. There's no need for guns in these situations.
I agree.
ICE doesn't need guns.
I agree with you.
Go out 100%. And if they get beat up, if they get prove that they need it for their safety.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
let them go
yeah.
out there and do it without it.
I could not agree more.
Mm-hmm.
Remove the
guns.
That'll happen.
Oh.
You know. So I just wanted to
say that's
my
what
piece.
Our country loves, Mike, is people without guns.
I wanted to say my piece on that. And for those of you that decide you want to take your anger out on me, fine, but It really is an insult to me simply because of my politics and the torch that I've carried, not only on this show, but in my personal life for my entire, all my days. And, you know, I don't mind people knowing this on the right. You can throw all the barbs at me you want. I had tears in my eyes the night Barack Obama was elected president because I said, this is a turning point in America. This is.
That was not what I thought the tears were for.
No.
He thought you were crying because, you know.
You were upset.
You were upset.
Yes. But I did because I said, this is a moment. This is it.
I remember
Rob, you
it might so have clearly.
Felt the same way a little bit, too.
We stayed on the air that night until he was declared the winner. And it was an amazing feeling shared with some people that were
we thought,
very enthusiastic.
This is it. This is when the worm finally really turns.
Yeah.
And little did we know that this was going to open the wake up, as they used to say, as Japan said, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, we have awakened a sleeping giant. Yeah. We awoke a sleeping giant of people that didn't like the black man getting elected.
And it was
not
so
one
nice.
Little bit.
It was so nice for them to have also at the same time the rise of social media so they could talk about it and form their little hatred.
If you listen to dialogue with people that are supposedly one way, because you all think Josh is one way. We had a little tip last week with one of our discussions that Josh had voted for Barack Obama.
Yeah, so came out during the bonus
put
show.
Put that in your stereotypical cocktail and try to figure your way out of that one. Huh?
They don't want to hear that.
No, they don't.
But that was before Mike. That was before his surgery.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I do. Okay. I remember we had to wait for a thunderstorm to generate the electricity
to change him. He's the Frankenstein monster. There we go. I get that. Now, all right, is there anybody else? Anybody want to add one? Anything? I think we're...
Mike,
I mean,
why didn't we discuss it before now? Huh?
Yeah. That's the one that kills
Did you know that Kennedy had a secretary named Lincoln?
I think it's reasonable for me to say I thought that was a bot, that somebody is just creating that just to create. They didn't even mention it, you know, just to get people pissed off. Like, I ignored it when there was no way for me to comment on it.
Yeah.
That got me, too. But I feel the same way. Can't do it anymore. They had a discussion with somebody that disagrees with me. Panty ring.
Tommy in the chat room wants to know why I didn't complain about the snow totals on Thursday's show.
We haven't gotten to your snow.
Yeah, we're still got to get you to go outside with the ruler.
We will delay the news to the third segment because I want to get to Rob Snow, and I also want to get to one of my, after all this,
yeah.
For those of you that like to call me the greatest hypocrite in the history of hypocrites, I think that this might be a winner coming up. What were you going to say, Josh?
Well, I just wanted to know what type of state you were in last night. After all of that, because you deleted the thread, you instantly deleted all the
I was done
and moved on.
I was done. I'd had enough. I'd had enough with blah 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 blah. And I get my fill and I get my my jollies. By the way, blocked one person, did not block two.
Really?
No, the originator was not blocked. The piler on was.
Yeah.
Forever. Really long overdue, as I said, Rob.
You know, I think you're right.
Yep. We'll take a little pause here, and when we come back,
we'll catch our breath.
We're gonna get to the snow that never is. You know how that works. It's always the same way. But Rob will talk about that. That's his deal, Wade.
It's my deal.
It is cold though, and it's not cold here yet, but it's going to get cold and yucky outside, even all the way down here in South Florida. So listen, quit your whining and start whining,
right?
I had our friends Yuli and AJ come over yesterday, and I was able to give Yuli a couple of bottles of wine from my Naked Wine collection, and it's so much fun because I know how good it is.
He drank two bottles of wine at your house.
She had a glass. I gave her what was left in that bottle,
okay.
An entire other bottler of Malbec.
That was your old DJ name.
This podcast sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a wine club that directly connects you to the world's best independent winemakers so you can get world-class wine delivered straight to your door. Use our code TMOS at nakedwines.com and get $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. I was a hero this past Christmas. I wasn't quite a hero yesterday, but I was a nice guy. And I, as a matter of fact, that's what I sang when I was handing out the bottles. I'm a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy.
How do they do it at Naked Wines? That great wine. They bring you amazing wine straight from the winery. And they can do it at up to 60% less than what you would pay in a store. And check the wines out. Get any of your apps that show you the quality of the wines and check them out when you get them from Naked Wines, because they are all highly regarded. They cut out extra costs like middlemen, markups. Winemakers can pass those savings on to you. And they don't skimp on quality. Uncork some happiness. Get the best wine at the best price with Naked Wines. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS. Click enter voucher and put in the code TMOS for both the code and password. $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles, $39.99. Shipping included. $100 off your first 6 bottles. nakedwines.com/TMOS. Just remember, code and password. TMOS. 6 bottles. $39.99. We'll do the news coming up here in a little bit, but I want to get to Rob before I drop the giant hypocrisy bomb.
GHB?
I don't know. I don't know what happened, although I saw one of those pink maps with Ice Ice Baby. And I'm not talking about the ice I was talking about before. I'm talking about real meteorological ice that fell from the sky. You know better
amazingly,
than I.
Amazingly, Mike, all the ice that fell in my yard, it was all carrying guns.
Take us through entire process of early forecast, hype machine.
Let's go back then, seven full days.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah, that's when they start.
Mike, this was Monday. I'm talking about Monday, the 19th of January. When the local guys start saying, well, you know, European model, American model, possibility, rain, snow line, da 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 da.
Yep.
2 feet of snow. Major snow event coming. Not saying it won't be, but it could be, and it might not be, but it'll be something you remember. So this...
Okay, so they ramble on, and they're not turning the burners on full blast yet with Storm of the Century.
If they've handed me a plate with 3 pancakes on it, and the pancakes indicate panic, they're panic cakes.
Okay.
Then Tuesday, they add another panic cake.
What's that one?
That's the European model. Looks like we could really, really get slammed here. I'm not saying that we're going to, but we could.
It's always been the same up there.
And I'm eating it up like they're handing me pudding. So then Wednesday and Thursday, 2 more panic cakes each day. Because you know what, Mike? The American model is starting to jive with the European model. And I don't know about this, but it's definitely coming.
You had to go to the hardware stores. How were the snowblower sales?
I went to the hardware. Oh, by the way, my sink is fixed. And that was
congratulations.
Mike, I had to call a plumber, and that's cheap.
So that's another thing.
That's a whole other thing.
We're staying on topic.
So I was on the hardware store many trips on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because I was still trying to get my sink fixed through the magic of these hands, which never happened. By Saturday morning,
we understand.
By Saturday morning,
how busy were the stores with people panicking? And is the storm good for the economy up there?
It was very good for the economy when the guy was saying at Home Depot, "We don't have any sleds. All of our sleds are gone." And they said, "Yes, we have firewood. Yes, we have snow melt." And also all these people that are buying snow shovels, I just got to know, where are last year's snow shovels? Do you throw them away in April?
I always wanted the same thing.
I mean, every time it's a run on them.
Yeah, it's like we this people,
snow shovel has gone bad. Yeah. I'm throwing it away.
I was always curious about that when you would see that. Now the perishables are a different story. Those are all gone, right?
They're empty. I went early enough that, and you know. My thought is if I'm stocking for a storm, don't get anything that if you don't get hit, it's going to become useless. Like a snow shovel. I have that. So what did I do? I did it. Did I buy an extra case of water? Sure, I bought an extra case of water.
Duh.
Mike, because of the calling for ice and the possibility of a power outage. That's all. And you know what?
He turned the plumbing off in his house.
That's right. And I also have water, you know, we have water anyway.
Two days. Let me ask you this. Three days out.
Okay.
That'd be Wednesday.
Right.
What are they saying by Wednesday?
Wednesday, it's going to be the storm of the decade. And boy, are they leaning on the film from 10 years ago. It could look like this.
Right.
It really could look like this.
Right.
It was Friday at dinner time when they said, you know, here's this thing, though.
This is every forecast. The Mid-Atlantic, specifically the Washington, D.C. Metro,
the worst.
On a rain-snow line forever. It never changes.
They love to blame the Bay.
And this wasn't even
blame
a rain.
The Bay, the Chesapeake Bay.
This wasn't even a rain-snow line issue because Friday night the mood was this. Remember how we told you that it was all going to start Saturday at midnight? We were right. It is going to start Saturday at midnight. And it's going to be this is when they really started using this, a memorable event. However, at about 350 feet of elevation, there's a ribbon of warm air. Now, what this could do is cause the snow to melt, and it's so cold that it'll refreeze as fine, misty sleet by the time it hits the ground.
So there's predicting just a storm on Friday.
The possibility of one. Because
they're
Mike,
still saying we could get snow?
Mike, because this little ribbon of heat could go anywhere.
They know at this point.
Yeah, of course.
Yes,
of course.
If we're gonna
but no one's going to be tuning in. No one's going to be tuning in on Saturday morning when the grounds are dry.
If you don't say snow, you say possibility. We'll let you know. As it gets a little closer, we'll let you. It's a formula.
Well, it is.
It's a formula for viewership.
Mm-hmm. And they've already booked the hotel rooms. They've already sold the advertising.
Yes.
They need you tuning in.
Now, this is when I find out on Saturday morning, Mike, when we're still in panic mode, even though we've got
You're still watching.
Of course. And Robert comes down. He says, guess what? I said, what? He says, that betting site I use for hockey and football? I said, yeah. He said, I just got good odds on 10-plus inches in D.C. this weekend. I said, oh, no, you've ruined it. If you bet on the snow.
He bet on it coming?
Yeah.
Because he's all hyped from his school days when they used to get all excited
about
Mike,
it's all, again, for him because if school closes, he doesn't go to work.
Right.
You know, he's all reinvested.
This is Saturday, right? This is Saturday.
Mike, the roads are dry. There's nothing going on.
Not even ice?
No. I mean, we don't see anything. I tried to stay up to see a flake of something on Saturday night, but it got too late.
Yeah.
I said, I've not been up. I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore. I went to bed at like 10:30 to dry roads. And then I woke up at about 4, not because of snow, but because I had to pee. And I went and I peed and I opened my Venetian blinds and I peeked out. This is Sunday morning, actually, at 4 a.m. And I see some white on the ground, but I also see, like, the curb. You know, it's coming down, but not at 2 inches an hour, what they were calling for. And I'm real quiet and I hear...
That's the ice.
Snow doesn't make noise.
No.
Das ice. That's the pink ribbon of warm air.
By the way, my least favorite form of precipitation, and I hate the name of it. I hate the way it sounds. Sleet.
What about weatherman Al Sleet?
Al Sleet, the hippy-dippy weatherman.
Exactly. But by the time I get up on Sunday, it is literally noisy outside from sleet. It's just coming down as ice. And although the official National Weather Service said Leesburg got 8 inches and a fraction, I measured it, and it actually went down to 4 because of the ice. It actually, the level went down. And all we had yesterday was misty, horrible, soul-sucking sleet all day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very frustrating when you invest your... And you know what? I'm a man. I'm almost 55 years old. And why do I get sucked in every time?
Because everybody does. And that's it's an unbeatable hype machine that they do.
We have the same thing down here with hurricanes. It's the
same thing. Yeah.
Although, you know, with the hurricanes, there's a little bit more on the line.
Yeah. I never understood the go and fill up your pantry, because I think the average American, if everything went horribly wrong, has 2 weeks of food in their pantry that they
don't
touch.
Of course. Yeah. The only thing I really stocked up on was water, because if we lost power, we'd lose water. And with that amount of ice in the forecast, there's a chance. Guess what? We didn't lose, and I'm out $5, and I've got a case of water.
Going back to the dark ages, when I was a kid, we used to fill up the bathtub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what we used to do.
That's because we used to drink water. Well, because we used to drink water from the sink.
Yeah, from the tap. Yeah.
People don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was your total accumulation of anything, or was there anything?
The official number for Leesburg, 8.3 inches. When I measured, between 4 and 5. So it was a professional inconvenience. That's what the entire weekend was.
Yeah, they blocked it so the ice wouldn't compact the snow so they could get the bigger number.
It was horrible.
Very disappointing.
It ruined my day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It did. And add on to the fact that it was the worst episode of Saturday Night Live in months, I was in a bad humor yesterday. I saw your post about that.
It was really bad. But at least you got to use all the extra toilet paper.
I would anyway. It doesn't mean like snow doesn't excite my bowels. I don't have more poop during a storm. It's the same amount.
We have time.
Worse. She said, are all your prescriptions filled?
We have time now.
Was school closed today?
Was it closed today, school?
Yes, and it's closed tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. They're going to burn down the schools. they've not announced tomorrow, but I would be very comfortable in betting there will be no school this week.
If there's a bunch of ice, that's more dangerous.
And also keep in mind the Loudoun County factor of the fact that we also include the mountains and Lovettsville and
the outlying areas.
Places that are a little less. Remember,
make sure the kids in the cabins in the mountains dictate the entire school year.
By the time I got to school, my warmed up sweet potato was cold.
How did Richmond do? You were hyping Richmond last week.
Yeah, not much snow. Very, very cold. And because Julia lives in a house.
Very cold.
Yeah, that's it. That's what she's dealing with.
Very cold in the middle of January. That's unusual.
And she lives in a house from like before the Revolutionary War, so it is very cold.
Well, thank you for the update. I appreciate that. Are you ready?
For anyone who is frustrated,
Can I get to my hypocrisy, please? I know you want to continue to rant. I need to get this off my chest. Please.
Please.
Thank you. What was the last thing you wanted to say about the storm? Go ahead.
For all of you that are disappointed, know that I hold your torch.
Okay.
I will be your figurehead. I am a statue of disappointment.
All right.
Okay. You get to do it again.
There we go. All right. There we go. That's it. I feel like I've been sucked in, even though I don't live in the area anymore.
I know.
I feel like we got sucked in.
You need a deprogramming, is what you need.
I know I do. I feel your pain, is what the story is. Now, speaking of pain, I'm here to make a preemptive apology to all of the people who listen to me go on and on and on and on about a particular item for my kid. Josh is going to know.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Friday night, I went to Happy Valley, as I always do Friday afternoon, and I may have been a little overserved, but not at that particular point. When I called Mrs. O'Mara, she said, "Do you want to go to Buffalo Chips, our dive place that you guys have been to?
You've taken us there. It's wonderful." And now, when you called, did she call you or did you call her?
I called her to check in.
Hi.
And
I just wanted to make sure you still love me. Do you love me?
She arranged for us to meet at Buffalo Chips, where I continued the rolling festivities of the evening. And then,
Josh, you're not a big beer drinker, but what they do is they put a frozen metal cylinder in the pitcher of beer that keeps it ice cold. I used to drink, And if I were to still drink, this would be a great place to go.
At this point,
you know,
I transfer automobiles. We finished the pitcher of beer,
yes,
and I transfer to Mrs. O'Mara's. And we have determined at this particular point to go to the British Open pub for our dessert, which is, in
more
case
beer.
You're wondering, it's the strawberry rhubarb crisp. And the apple crisp, that's just fantastic.
The
and
when strawberry I get, rhubarb, they, do they make it too tart? A lot of times they'll be
no,
too tart.
It's phenomenal.
I love
it's if you're someone who has enjoyed that in the past, I would say you have to have it. It's
when
that
I
good.
Was a boy, my family grew rhubarb.
Yeah. It's that good. It's
wow.
It's spectacular.
I do and love then, me a rhubarb.
And
yeah.
I like the apple stuff. And my kid, I shared it with him because he couldn't finish and I had a little bit of his. So, because it would have gotten in the way of my Boddington's Ale.
Was this a heavier beer or a lighter beer?
Heavier.
Yeah. Do you happen
British
to know?
British import.
Do you know the ABV of it?
Not quite.
All right.
Probably look it up.
I'm guessing it's not 0.4 or below.
During the course of...
I wish yeah. you called me before making this decision.
During the course of the week, he has not put to bed since Christmas time the appeals for the e-bike.
Now, when that happens, I have to ask, do you think that looks badly on you, that he still holds hope that you could have totally shut it down? Or
does
it
mean like I'm an easy mark?
No. Or is it just the undying optimism of youth that no matter what you said, you couldn't shut down the possibility?
I think this is, by the way, as you all know, it cannot be. My son's intelligence can never really be underestimated.
Right.
Well, yes, go ahead.
January 21st, news came out that the Florida House Transportation Committee unanimously approved a bill that is now moving forward that might make this a waste of money. Because they
look
approved,
at how happy he is. Look at how happy he is.
Josh, you know what you have? You have a ribbon of pink through you
one of my,
that can ruin well, anything.
One of my still, arguments pre-Christmas was they're going to pass this law.
I bet it doesn't apply to a private neighborhood.
No, it covers bikes that are 750 watts or more or go over 25 miles per hour.
That's his.
Driver's license, age 16. It has to go through it has to go through another committee and then be approved by the legislators.
Well, maybe he'll get a good 2 months out of it.
So ride it a lot, son. Mike.
Florida. You mean now Florida wants to do something to help people?
I told everyone before Christmas, this is coming.
Well, I know that when it was announced that you bought it, Mike, the Moody's went heavy on their campaign.
Here we go. If passed and signed into law, the bill will go into effect on July 1st. Summertime. Get those kids out of school, take away their bikes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well... we get home. Mm-hmm. Carlos had an adult beverage or two also.
Sure.
And
he's a smart boy.
He's doing the full court press. And I said, you know what? I said, whenever I start anything with I'm 66 years old.
Oh no.
I call it the grandfather rule.
Okay.
Where, you know, I'm not gonna be around that much longer anyway.
Have
Let
you
him
ever,
have a
Mike?
Little joy. Has he ever done anything to really hurt us or embarrass us? And he hasn't.
Mike, I don't want his last memory of me to be that I didn't get him.
No.
Okay, good.
It doesn't get that bad.
Good.
But
good.
I just. Let me tell you what really tipped the scale.
Okay.
Gio.
What tipped the scale? What's that?
Gio.
No, although Gio is a factor because it's his buddy in the neighborhood. What tipped the scale was these pricks that literally accosted my kid and then reported us to the board and no fishing in the common areas, which would hurt no one, except be what a normal boy does in a pond. Throw a line into a pond to cast a sunfish or a bass. We adhere to that because once we were on the radar, you can't do it anymore, period.
Right.
Right. End of stop. End of story. We can't. I'm tired of saying period, full stop. I'm not going to say that anymore.
Well, you mean it.
But that's what kind of did it, because he doesn't have that. Right. So I am living in an area now with a 12-year-old, you know, the perfect age for kids being kids and doing mm-hmm. what they want to do. And he can't do his favorite activity unless I dump him in the car and haul him off to another area and do it like that. And yeah. Other than that, what's he doing? Well, he's playing three different, what's going on? Your keys? No,
just use
I don't.
The e-bike.
You here, take, you can take.
No, I have to send my key to my office.
What, your key? I have that too, I believe. That's on there. See you later. Happy Monday.
What's that all about?
That was a sneeze.
Oh, okay. I thought you hit something.
I thought it was the wind blowing that door shut.
So getting back to the whole situation, it's the lack of the fishing. And I'm like, you know what? The kid doesn't have anything to look forward to except three different baseball leagues, mm-hmm. travel baseball, school baseball, rec league baseball, and getting high honor straight A's in school. And I'm like, F it.
Yeah.
Give him some kind of a joy. And yes, is it? Oh, with one caveat.
Okay.
Not allowed out of the neighborhood. And we have a gated neighborhood and not allowed out on the public streets. That was the
What about I-95?
That was the rule. But I didn't know the little factoid that Josh just brought to the table that it's,
News Friday.
But the one, I think I can move that bike if I need to. I think that bike can be moved to, sold to somebody
and
who's older if I have to.
The law hasn't passed.
It hasn't passed. Time for me to get to Tallahassee.
Yeah, that's start right. lobbying.
With your straw hat.
And start lobbying. All right, enough of this. Enough of this foolishness, ladies and gentlemen. I do have news. I will get to it. It is...
I don't think any story is bigger than the fact that he got an e-bike.
I'll send you the link
for the bike adapter.
I'll show
for the fishing pole.
I'll prepare him. I'll prepare him emotionally for that eventuality. But
can you rent it? Like a five-month rental?
You know, I don't know. Now you're making... Josh, happy birthday. You've ruined my day even more. It seems like lately everyone's trying to clean up their habits.
Yeah.
Rob is the same way. And honestly, having one less drink has never felt easier for him. Instead of pouring a cocktail, Rob has been reaching for Soul's out-of-office drinks. Soul makes feeling good simple. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulations designed for predictable feel-good effects. Soul is the alcohol alternative that puts you in control of your mood, and their best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. From a 1.5 milligram microdose for a gentle lift to 15 milligrams for going into a coma. No, I'm kidding.
I took 15 milligrams
for a deeper, more elevated experience.
I took 15 yesterday because I was pissed at the snow. It helped a lot.
Josh is also a gummy guy. On his birthday, he knows that it's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go.
You know what you don't know, Mike, is that Josh's birthday cake is decorated with Soul gummies.
All over the top. Yeah, what a great birthday party it'll be. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. It's all about Soul. I haven't prepared my soundboard because it's been so upsetting.
Oh, you haven't whooshed
here.
In a while, yeah.
I haven't whooshed, but I will because I am OCD when it comes to that, just like everybody else. But sometimes, you know, I have to go a little further and open a few more things up before I can get what I really want. Yeah. Anything you want.
I got to see a picture of Josh's birthday cake. The word they spelled out on the cake was Jesus. I think it's so pretty.
I have a question for you, Josh. Do you have any big plans for the birthday festivities?
No, I'm playing my own game of will any of my kids acknowledge me today?
Oh, that's so
sad. And then I am probably going out to dinner with Kelly, and that's about it.
Okay.
Right. Chili's?
There's a chance it's Chili's.
I get irritated at the
bill at any other place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's your deal at Chili's again? It's very good, I remember.
It's like it's $10.99 for a burger, fries, chips and salsa, side salad, and a soda.
And some apple pie.
So it's that or make the drive to Lido. Enjoy.
Mike, just one small piece of cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese with the apple pie. Lacey Swope, you know that name?
No.
She does the weather for News 9 in Oklahoma City. She was a little too vague with a request for viewers to send snow measurements. She's a very attractive weather person.
A lot. That's a trend, Mike. You get a very attractive weather person.
Yeah. And I don't think you need to be that. I think vague is okay for measure the snow.
Well, not in her case. On Saturday, she posted on Facebook and asked people to, quote, send us your measurements and locations, please.
Oh, Lacey.
So people immediately flooded her page with measurements of their wieners.
Oh, no, Lacey.
Most of the replies.
What's wrong with people?
From men ranged from 3 inches to 7 inches, and they weren't talking about snow. One guy joked that it was too cold to get an accurate measurement.
Well, he's probably right.
Women got in on it, too, with posts like 36, 24, 36. Even the serious replies seem funny. One woman said the 2 inches she got was a far cry from the 4 to 8 she was promised. Oh, people can be funny, too. Lacey leaned in and shared a photo of herself holding a Vienna sausage. She joked that they're the go-to snack that fuels her when winter weather hits.
She's
very
a bad
funny.
Girl, I bet. There she is.
Yeah, there's Lacey. Yeah. Isn't she lovely? Mm-hmm. Yeah, funny lady. Funny lady! Homeland Security officials urged disaster response staff at FEMA to avoid using the word ice in public messaging about the winter storm. It's where we are now. It's what they care about, idiots. Officials told staff that they worry that certain phrasing on electronic signs like watch out for ice could be misinterpreted or invite memes. So instead, FEMA staff were encouraged to use terms like freezing rain in their public messaging. Yeah, so there's that. More sad news. The cold has already been blamed for the deaths of at least 7 people, 3 in Tennessee, 2 in Caddo Parish, Louisiana, 1 in Austin, Texas, and 1 in Emporia, Kansas. And over 1 million households lost power, especially in Tennessee, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. No power outage for you, though, right, Ron?
No, most of the people in Louisiana lost power because they didn't pay their bill. That's one part they didn't put in there.
Boom, now! Come on now.
Come on. What you take? You take a bit of a card? Let's do it.
A couple of, about a decade and a half ago, there was this lovely, very rich girl. She shared a name with a massive hotel chain, and she shared a first name with a famous European city. We're talking about what celebrity, Rob Spiewak?
Gladys Knight.
Paris Hilton.
Oh,
one
Paris
of Rob's
Hilton.
Favorite.
Well, actually, one of my favorites. Very
she
true,
knows
Josh.
Something
Thank
about
you.
Being the victim of non-consensual pornography, so it's no surprise that she has a problem with AI-generated deepfake porn. She teamed up with Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I've talked to that Congresswoman. She's great.
To encourage the passage of the Defiance Act. That stands for Disrupt Explicit Forged Images in Non-Consensual Edits. And it would give victims a right to sue creators and distributors of the stuff. I say amen to that. Yeah. I'm all for it.
You know what she cares even more about?
What's that?
That she has a new movie in theaters next week.
Oh,
and
maybe
she released an album about 2 months
ago.
It's
a big
too.
Ruse. At a of press course. Conference Thursday, Paris said, quote, when I was 19 years old, a private intimate video of me was shared with the world without my consent. It was abuse. There were no laws at the time to protect me. Deepfake pornography has become an epidemic. Victims deserve more than after-the-fact apologies. We deserve justice. I'm all for that.
I agree, too. I wonder how much money she made from being a victim, though.
Yeah,
I'm just curious.
I don't think she should be the face of it, because it worked out.
It's a lovely face.
Yeah, and, it's not like we watched it.
Anyway. Do you remember how slow the internet was then?
Yeah. Do you remember those like night vision goggle eyes that she had
yeah,
there with
it was
that?
Charming.
It was night vision.
It looked kind of like you weren't seeing. It was in a dark room.
So they had
this night vision camera. This past Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry, It sounded a little different. There was no live audience inside the Opry House, and all the tickets were refunded. The reason, of course, was the storm. Winter storm.
Is that the Ryman Auditorium where they do the Opry still?
No, I've never been. I've always wanted to go, but I've never been.
Yeah, I would love to see it. Yeah.
Winter Storm Fern brought snow, sleet, ice, and dangerous road conditions to Nashville. Rather than ask thousands of fans to travel, the Opry made the call to close the doors. But the broadcast on the radio never stops. Even without a crowd, the Grand Ole Opry still aired on Saturday night with a mix of live and pre-recorded performances. That's part of its legacy. In nearly 100 years, the Opry has never missed a Saturday night show, not after national tragedies, and not even during the pandemic when it continued without an audience. That's more than 5,000 straight Saturday nights. It's like our Friday bonus shows.
Exactly. 5,000 in a row.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We never take off, even during times of Storm Fern.
Well, we did not do a show when Junior Samples died.
And Lulu. Lulu Roman.
Lulu Roman, Mike.
Yeah, that was Hee-Haw, Josh, in case you were wondering what that was.
If you
ever wanted to see someone sing a country song in an abandoned cabin, that's your show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
Really great. Are you a Roy guy?
Yeah.
Not a Buck guy?
Oh, Roy all the way.
Yeah, me too.
It's sad the way he kind of faded at the end. You know, I mean, he kind of was, there were a couple of videos. There's one great video from the Opry. I think it's from the Opry where they're all seated around and Glenn Campbell does a live version of Gentle on My Mind. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, of course.
Oh, with Ralph, that guy from country music, Ralph Emery.
Yeah.
And he just goes, well, I'll play a little something for you. And I mean, people forget Glenn Campbell, one of the great session guitar players of all time.
Well, part of the Wrecking Crew. When you talk about the great musicians of pop music, he was there.
Yeah, fantastic. Roy, it was kind of, I think Roy is no longer with us.
I think we lost Roy. I think Roy, he also had do you remember in the late 70s an era where he wore big caps? Because I think he was going through hair transplant issues.
Yeah. Big like Little Rascals caps, right?
Well, I mean, I was thinking like what Rollo would wear on Sanford and Son.
Yeah, maybe like a Tam O'Shanter or something.
Almost,
like that,
yeah. Right? But then he came back with a beautiful full head of hair.
Absolutely lovely. Lego. Oh, this is exciting.
It is.
Lego has partnered with Crocs for a strange collab, and it isn't just those gibbets charms. They're full-on Crocs. Block-shaped Lego brick clogs. That is not easy to say. That does not roll off the tongue.
It does.
Block-shaped Lego brick clogs.
Ugh.
God. They recently debuted at Paris Fashion Week.
Great.
And they actually will be available to buy starting on February 16th.
I wonder what they look like.
We got it?
Okay. We lost Roy Clark in 2018, Mike. Oh, those look great.
I told Kelly yesterday I want a pair, and I saw the price tag.
How much are they?
$200.
Oh, God, get to F them.
And
F
you know what,
Lego?
The worst thing is that Florida is passing legislation this July to outlaw them.
Only 16-year-olds. Lego Crocs come with a Lego minifigure who's wearing his own pair.
Bye!
If you have money to blow on silliness like this, a pair will... it says $150, Josh. Unclear how many they're making, but Lego and Crocs have a multi-year partnership. Isn't that good?
Mike, the reason you got a lower price is that you were figuring in the I'm an idiot coupon that they offer. Does Michael still have some of his Legos? He had some great sets.
Oh, we've got one, I think a Stephen McIntyre set that's never been opened that is probably worth mucho dinero.
There was an episode of Columbo like that when they finally opened the box. Stephen McIntyre was in it.
Hello, Steve. Finally, today, a man in Pittsburgh allegedly stole a $30,000 full-sized harp last week.
I love a harp.
The large musical instrument. He took it to the riverbank. He took off all his clothes. And then he jumped into the river.
River!
And unfortunately, he started struggling.
Oh, that's sad, though.
The police were called, thank God, and rescuers were able to pull the man to shore and get him medical care. He's at the hospital now in stable condition. It sounds like the harp is also okay. Thankfully, the guy didn't jump in with the harp. The police are investigating. They are pursuing charges related to the stolen harp once they figure out what the heck was going on with this guy. Well, I certainly don't think drugs were involved. There you go, everybody. We'll come back in a second here because we have lots to get to, because that's what we do on this show. We get to lots of stuff. And yes, I am a hypocrite. And yes, I did yell at listeners. So there,
that's
there
fine,
it is.
Mike. Yes. It's good that you yell at listeners sometimes.
Well, it's Monday. Get it off my chest. Anyway, do we have music for the
Yes, it's
stuff?
Coming Come up, but my iPad is giving me a little bit of grief here.
Hey, listen, so Clam Bakes, I've got a treat for you. You got to see our store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our prices are insane. Almost all the TMOS merch has been marked down. We slashed our prices to make sure we have room for our new 2026 merch items with new designs. Be the first to grab a nice beaver t-shirt. And with Valentine's Day coming up, you need an I Love Mike t-shirt or Love Josh or Love Rob, priced to sell at 20 beans. Let's see who you all love the most. Plus, hats, any leader, any clear leader right now in the clubhouse?
Yeah, there's a clear leader.
Okay, thank you for sharing. That means not me. Hats, coins, auto
He's
accessories.
The most hated.
Towels, sweatshirts, Dermglow products, and Charlie's Choice Coffee.
Charlie.
And remember the best part, everything you purchase is guaranteed to be delightful, and it supports America's most beloved podcast. Hurry up and help the show you love. Just click store at MikeOMaraShow.com, the source for all things TMOS, official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And by the way, my name is Mike. Love me. Please love me. With your purchases of a t-shirt.
Let's make you the leader.
And I like the idea as I was going through. I dropped one of the TMOS mugs. I am down to one now. I plan on designing a new mug, a new coffee
really?
Mug. Yes, for the spring. I think it would be fun. What do you think? Is that all right?
I love the idea because okay. They're hard to get. My one of my college professors, the only thing she wanted for Christmas was one of the campfire mugs.
Yeah, they
and
sold
I had
out.
And I had to jump through hoops to find one to send her.
The Mike O'Mara Show store, we don't keep inventory.
No, we make it collectible, Mike. It's like Crocs.
I got about 1,000 hats up in that closet up there. All blank with nothing on them. So we'll
hats are on sale.
Are they mostly like baseball hats, or do you have any like top hats or wizard hats?
No wizard hats.
Helmets.
Terribly, terribly sorry.
I like with a Starfield plane.
There's
big
so much. There's
oh,
so much
helmets.
To get to, Rob. Where do you want to begin? Where do you want to stay? You want to cancel culture? Rich people in the moon?
We can talk moon tomorrow. Let's talk about cancel culture. It seems to me that we're dealing with bigger issues in the world now. That we're not canceling as many people. Maybe it's me, but it was like a hot thing to do for a while. Well, I'm no great fan of the E network, but E exclamation point network. But I like this idea. They're working on a show where they're going to bring canceled celebrities on. It's a reality show, and it's called Becoming Uncanceled. And it's going to work to sort of renovate and fix their reputations. Would you watch such a thing?
No.
Really?
No. It's a horrible
because
idea.
It's I am so over reality television. I like you give me a landman, and that makes me happy for like a 3-month period. I like that. You give me good quality movies like the Ben Affleck, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon movie, the heist movie that was
the action
there.
Movie,
I love
yeah.
that. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like why, the reality thing has left me cold.
Why would you sign up to go on this show just to remind everyone of why you were canceled?
Well,
instead,
because
make good products so people move on.
Well, like, for example, one of the names that the story mentioned is that they're going to go after Michael Richards, who played Kramer on
Seinfeld. Oh, now, see, now that's a great choice because in the case of Michael Richards, he had a full-fledged meltdown
right
on stage. Mm-hmm. He's a kookula.
Yeah.
You can't be a performer like that and not be a little unstable. And I think he's paid
even
his
if
dues.
It, yeah, even if it doesn't uncancel him, I
he
would
said,
like to
the
see.
N-word to but, a heckler, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What it was.
He bent. He melted down at a heckler. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But was he canceled or was his career already? Going
no,
down.
No,
I think he was doing. He's not known for his stand-up.
Right.
But it certainly stopped any opportunities he may have had for having. He's a character actor that could be in a lot of different stuff.
I would love to see him give his total side of the story in a non-sensational way.
I think I know
but
what the side
think
of the story
he
would
the
be.
Product. I don't
he
think
melted down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it would he raged out. That's what he did. You know, it happens. It happens to people all the time. I mean, I've done it on this show, not in that egregious of fashion, but I've certainly ranted at you know, different things. I ranted today. I've done it a lot worse, and it's just
no calls from the E Network for you.
No, it's a lack of self-control, and that's, yeah. I'm not proud of that. I'm never proud of that. But at the same time, you know, I believe in forgiveness. I believe in giving somebody a chance.
Do they list any other names?
Yeah, they have a whole list of, I don't know if these are booked or hopeful people that they want to get. And some of these, I didn't even realize who they were. And further, I didn't know they were canceled. Chris Brown, I knew he was canceled, but I don't think
he was. Wasn't he like with a child?
I thought it was more beatings, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he is a spousal abuse. Nope, not redeemable that, in my opinion. Sorry about that. No, you beat up a woman.
You don't need
that's
an opportunity.
Not cool.
Okay, right. Amber Heard.
Oh, wait, it's not a woman so much as he just beats people up all the time, right?
I think it was primarily women.
Well, we'd have to do our research on that.
Mm-hmm. All of this is alleged. Amber Heard.
I think the idea of taking a dump on you know, Johnny Depp's bed, I'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah. That's a plus, yeah.
That shouldn't cancel you.
No.
No, that should promote you.
I did it this morning.
Yeah. I saw her doing it in the snow.
Yay. Who else?
Ezra Miller, who played The Flash.
No, not thick enough. Don't care.
Okay. How about James Franco? I forget why he was canceled.
He was canceled because he was hinky in the Me Too era, he played fast and loose with the ladies that he worked with.
Yeah, like former students of his. Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. He was very good in that Kennedy show.
That he is somebody that is a big enough star where it might be interesting just on that level.
Yeah.
But just watch his brother and you get all the same.
Really?
His brother?
Yeah.
Who's his brother?
Yeah. Davey? Something like that.
Davey Franco? I've never heard of Davey Franco. Is there a Davey Franco?
He's a kids host.
Dave Franco.
Yeah. I've heard of Dave Franco.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, but he's not in, like, Davey.
He's in like those the magician like heist movies.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, right. You know who's a great naturalist? It's Davey Attenborough.
Hey, Patrick McHugh, Rob writes, wasn't Rob getting rid of his iPad
you know what about
and
Patrick
moving
McHugh,
to a laptop multiple times the last few years?
And he might be the first person I ever blocked on Facebook. So, Patrick, have a great day, you asshole.
He was also a day early with his happy birthday wish.
Does that mean you're going to keep using the iPads?
Yep. I'm going to take a laptop and set it on fire and slide it under Patrick's door. That's
very
what I'm
good.
Going to do.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Not a fan. Okay. What about... did we comment? We didn't comment on Shia LaBeouf yet.
I think Shia LaBeouf is once again falls into that biggest star, and he's had many meltdowns.
He was a meltdown issue guy.
Yeah, he was a meltdown, and I believe in forgiving the meltdown guys.
Okay,
I think as you get older, you get more mellow. That's
what about people that fake news, like Jussie Smollett?
No.
Okay. What about a man who lightheartedly talks about cannibalism, like Armie Hammer?
He's another one where the abuse, if you read about the women that have been abused, I don't know. I mean, I think every one of these people should be scrutinized.
And his is fresh versus all the others you listed.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
Again, I don't remember why this was
now I'm more intrigued than when you started about this.
Me too.
What's the show going to be called?
It's going to be called Becoming Uncanceled.
Okay. I think you framed it like it's a game show, like reality show.
They said
I think that's different than an apology tour.
What it is canceled celebrities, of course, are going to live together in a house.
And have they started taping it?
No, it's still in development.
Okay.
Do they
get to face their accusers?
That would be good.
Like, bring it in. Today's game you're going against.
I think who was worse? I think that this is the nucleus of a good idea. But don't do it where they all live in a house like the mole.
Amber, come on into the recording booth. We got Captain Jack Sparrow here who wants to have a word with you. There you go. All right, we got to move on. Do you have beautiful video for us today?
Mike, a stack of it that you will enjoy very much, including a nod to the German people.
Always. Well, that's every show, isn't it, for you, really, well, when you think about it?
It actually is.
All right. That's interesting. We'll do that in a sec. Hey, this is the time of year when I need my wardrobe to be its best. That's why I'm all about Quince. They make it easy to look sharp, feel good, and find gifts that last. From Mongolian cashmere sweaters to Italian wool coats, Quince pieces are crafted from premium materials and built to hold up without luxury markup. Quince makes the essentials every guy needs. Mongolian cashmere sweaters, $50. Italian wool coats that look and feel designer, and denim and chinos that fit just right. Plus, down jackets, wool top coats, and leather styles that are built to last as well. It's everything you actually want to wear, built to hold up season after season. I got a cashmere sweater perfect for the Florida winters, which is to say it looks amazing without being bulky or too hot. It is fantastic. It looks amazing. Well, I just said that. It sure came in handy with this cold snap. We got another one right behind it. Yeah. Get your wardrobe on point with Quince. By the way, great socks. Don't wait. Go to quince.com/TMOS for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/TMOS. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TMOS.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry,
yours truly, Mike.
Yours truly, KNBR.
Would it kill modern radio to have jingles that sounded like that? Would it kill you? Why aren't we always say, as a joke, that you keep something in your pants?
And it's David Letterman that kind of did that, right?
Yeah, but we actually adopted it. We played a game once, What's in Rob's Pants?
Oh, yeah. We stole it from Letterman.
So I really like the phrase, in your pants, especially when it comes to a neighborhood that my father lives in. Aventura, Florida.
High-priced meat heist caught on camera. And you will not believe where that suspect tried to hide the steak after allegedly committing the crime. Local 10's Rosh Lowe is live. He's in Aventura with this exclusive.
All right, this guy.
Can't wait to hear this one, Rosh.
Okay, so let's go shopping together, okay? This is a great kosher supermarket in Aventura. Take a look here at all the meat, okay? But now let's get here to the brisket. Take a look at how big these briskets are, okay?
Now, hold on. All right, now we got to start it. That's what I was waiting for. Hold on a second. We have to go back and we have to start the video from the beginning, and I will ding all the okays.
Okay, I'm just going to go to the throw to the
Sorry, I have to do it.
I've been in Aventura with this exclusive. All right, I can't wait to hear this one, Rosh.
Okay, so let's go shopping together, okay? This is a great kosher supermarket in Aventura. Take a look here at all the meat, okay? But now let's get here to the brisket. Take a look at how big these briskets are, okay? Now we're just beginning. Imagine taking a brisket like this, right? And this is expensive stuff. This is about, this brisket's about $93. Oof. One thing to take it under your shirt like this. This guy, and it's all on video, was going around sticking it down his pants. And the store owner has a clear message for him.
Oh, rats, I thought we did.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Take a look here at Kosher Kingdom in Aventura on Monday. This guy goes up to the high-end
Kosher Kingdom, Rob.
Meat prices I've never shopped there.
Continue to go up. It's not us that's raising it. It's the whole industry. Our margins are very tiny.
Okay, there's more. There's also a massive brisket. I guess he was wearing loose jeans.
big pants. I think they're like made for stealing. You know, he has them blocked. You know, they're blocked at the bottom so it doesn't go through.
Two like-minded dudes right here.
Let's get back to the video. A store employee walks by. This is the prime cowboy steak. And it's not a cheap piece of meat.
No, as you see, it's almost $100.
What was this guy doing?
He came over here, looked around to see if anybody was looking, and he shoved it in his pants.
This is $77.
The good thing
America,
is, Mike,
yeah,
there's a new trend for cooking steaks slow and low. So.
Inflation hasn't come down, has it?
Oh, yeah. How about that? People are putting meat, Mike.
Yeah.
In their pants.
In your pants.
Hey, in your pants.
Did he pick the cowboy steak? Because that's probably one of the most expensive cuts.
Well, he went with the brisket first.
Which was also expensive.
Yeah. Yes. I walked by it the other day. I walked by the beef section and kept walking.
I chuckled.
Too tight.
Mike, I laughed. I laughed when I went by the meat section.
Oh, yeah. This is nice. I think I'll feed the family for $73 before the meat even gets into the kitchen.
Yeah. No good.
Chicken's fine.
Chicken's fine. Pork is still okay.
Yeah.
Pork is a little more than great, but they don't sell it at that store, Mike.
No, they don't. Not at
Kosher Kingdom. Store.
Kosher Kingdom. Thanks for remembering.
I mostly do most of my market. If I want something prepared, I just go to Bagel Cove.
Bagel That's Cove, right also next in to Aventura. Kosher Kingdom.
Mike, I don't like Luke Bryan. I don't know if you know this or not, but he's marketing his new tour this summer, and apparently one of his co-touring people has an issue with the way the billing is on the flyer.
The three headliners for the 2026 Crash My Plaid, can you name them, Dirks?
Well, if you look at the ad, Matt, you'd think there's just one, because Luke Bryan's name in really big letters. It's Luke man. Bryan.
It's an eye test. And then, you don't have to go to the eye doctor.
It's that big. L-U-K-E-B-R-Y? Who spells it in that way? A-N. And then you go down the next row, and you got to adjust the peepers a little bit, and then you see myself and Riley Green. Those are the three big ones.
Dang.
I feel bad for Dustin. Nobody. You've had like 20, 10 vision to
Pilot
see.
Vision.
Oh, man, his name on there is tough. But Tucker Wetmore's down there.
That's funny.
Cheer up, you dickweed. You know what's going to happen is Dirks Bentley, about halfway through this summer, is going to pull a Mike Nesmith and just leave the tour because he hates him.
I'm not going to that tour. I already got my ticket for Dirks Vastrick.
That's another good one.
That's the one I'm going to see. I'm going to go see that one.
Do you want me to bring you some good news?
Yes, I'd love some good news today. Okay.
It's healthy or not.
Ashton Kutcher.
I decided I'm going to write a country music album. And the guys, like, we're talking, he broke it on the show. But I love it, but I'm not a very good singer. And so, but I'm going to do it anyway, just because I want to write an album.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The world's largest rodent. I believe it's called a capybara.
Capybara.
Yeah.
Cupacabra.
The kids love it.
Mike, the thing is
no,
that...
No, hold on a second. It's a Cooper Cup.
Mike.
It's Cooper. No, I'm sorry. That's a receiver for Seattle now.
Yeah.
No, it's the Kuiperina. It's the Kuiperina.
And named after Mel Kiper.
Margarita.
Let's congratulate the winners that are going to the Super Bowl this year for a game that no one cares about.
Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks will be playing the New England Patriots.
Can't wait for the commercials. Anyway, this large rodent, its name is similar in all languages except one, and that is German. Tell me if you can tell when this pronouncing guide gives you the German pronunciation of this large rodent.
Capybara.
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 Wasserschwein.
That is your magic audio.
That's the way to go out. That's awesome.
Wasserschwein.
Wasserschwein. We got to get out of here. We'll be back. Hey, look, if I offended anybody, you know, tough tits. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Enjoy your birthday, Mr. Sirogo.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy.
Birthday. My good friend, Josh Sirogo, and Trump supporter, and still great producer of this show.
Careful, you're going to lose more friends.
I don't give a rat's ass. Anyway, Rob, try to dig out from that snow. All right.
I prefer, Mike, it is going to be sub 20 degrees all week, but I'm still counting on the melting.
And thanks to Josh Sirogo, I will now be looking up Florida legislation to find out how much money I just pissed away. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh and Rob, Mike saying so long, everybody.
Mike, time to start lobbying.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Nice beaver.
You can't keep getting away with it. You can't keep getting away with it.
If it'll help the show, I can get even fatter.